This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley of TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross. John Barry, the composer famous for his work on the James Bond films, died Sunday at age 77. As a tribute, we'll revisit an interview Terry conducted with him in 1993. John Barry scored about 100 films and won Oscars for his music for Midnight Cowboy, The Lion in Winter, Born Free, and Out of Africa. But he's most known for his work on the movies of British spy 007. He orchestrated, but did not compose, the famous James Bond theme song, but did compose the scores to 11 James Bond themes and the music for such famous hit movie themes as John Barry's personal favorite, Goldfinger. When Terry Gross spoke to John Barry, he told her what influenced his arrangement of the iconic James Bond theme music.
The James Bond theme is a peculiar mixture of that low rock guitar figure, if you like, and the brass sound of like the Kenton Band, and then the bridge, that do it up dee da doo dee doo dee da dee da. It's almost like a Dizzy Gillespie bebop phrase, you know. So it was this kind of hybrid of all these kind of things that I was involved with at the time. And I must say, I didn't give it too much thought, and it just came out like it did, you know. I didn't sit down and intellectualize about it, and I've never read a James Bond book. I'd only seen like a cartoon strip that they used to have in the Daily Mail in England. So I knew it was about a spy. I knew roughly what the essence was, but I never saw the movie. I just wrote the damn thing, you know.
Well, I love this music, so we have to right now hear the James Bond theme. This is the John Barry Orchestra. It's an odd chord at the end, isn't it? That chord that hangs suspended.
Yeah, well,
there.
It was laid on fourth, and then that. Yeah. I mean, it's such a concoction. It's like when you start making a soup and you don't know really where you're going, but you make it, and in the end, it kind of tastes okay, you know?
Well, I used to love seeing the openings of the movies, you know, in the Sean Connery days when the series was new. And, you know, the music would start, and then Sean Connery would walk onto the screen and then turn around and pull out his gun as the music swelled behind
right.
him. That was so
right.
exciting. What did you think the first time you saw the music with the whole James Bond, you know, with the whole Sean Connery thing in it?
Well, when I wrote the theme, I was given a timing. I wasn't given any action sequence. I didn't know what they looked like or whatever. And it was like the movie was in release in 3 weeks' time. It was what we call a wet print when it went into the theatres because it was so behind. And then it opened at the Pavilion in Piccadilly in London, and I went on a Sunday afternoon and saw it, and that was the first time I'd ever seen Dr. No. And I understood that I was just writing the main title theme. But then every time he says, I'm Bond, James Bond, and it laid it in all over the damn place. And it worked, you know. I mean, with film, there's no middle ground, you know. It either works or it doesn't. There's no, well, it works a little. I mean, a good score is a score that really works 100%, where you just hit all the buttons.
Now, you not only did the scores for, you know, 11 James Bond films, you wrote the title songs for the films. I want to play one of those title songs. This is Goldfinger, sung by Shirley Bassey.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. You feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger.
That's Shirley Bassey singing the theme from Goldfinger, the song and the score written by my guest John Barry. Were you told make this theme sexually insinuating?
No, they really left you alone. They really just, they said, go away and write it. So I never discussed with the director or the producers. I discussed it with myself, and I thought, well, what is this about? It's a song about a villain. And then I started to reflect historically, well, there's no songs about villains. You don't, you know, people don't sit down and write songs about villains. They write love songs, they write sad songs, they write torch songs, whatever. But songs about villains are very rare. And then I thought of Kurt Weill's Mack the Knife, which is the definitive song about a villain. So then I got my head on right. And I sat down and wrote this rather strange melody, just based on the word Goldfinger, as the opening line. And then I thought, well, who can write a lyric to this? So Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus had also just got a huge theatrical success in England called Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. And I knew Tony very well. I phoned him up and I said, look, I've written this song, I've written the melody, but I haven't got the song. I'd like to meet with you. I went out to his home in Hampstead, played him it, and he said, well, what the hell is it all about? And I said, it's Mack the Knife. It's a song about the villain. And he said, got it. Then I'd worked with Shirley in concerts, and she was very big in England at that time. And Shirley has this one thing. She has such conviction about what she does. So I played her the song, and she said, well, what the hell is this about? It's about a villain, Shirley. I said, don't think too much about it, Shirley. Just go into the studio and convince the world that you know what you're doing. And you can do that, because I've worked with you in the theater and you do this better than anybody else I know. We then went in and recorded it. And originally, it just started off with the chords. Dee-dum. And there was no bar. Yeah, 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 yeah. That wasn't there then. And we had a break. They went up for their 10-minute tea break. And in the tea break, I just found it that what we were playing, that was empty. So I sat down at the piano and I came up with a da-ya-na-na-dan and did it on Wow Wow trumpets. And we put that in, which just kind of brought it to life. And then we repeated it down the line. When Harry Saltzman heard it, he's one of the producers. Harry, I can't tell you what he said.
He hated it, huh?
He said, that is the worst mm-mm song I have ever heard in my mm-mm life. But we're stuck with it because we don't have any time and the movie's coming out. And Guy Hamilton, who was the director, was, you know, he was in the Air Force. He was one of the few who fought the Battle of Britain, and he's very proper and very splendid man. He said, well, I don't know whether it's going to be a hit or not, Harry, but I know dramatically it works for the movie. And Cubby Broccoli said, I like it. I like it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Did the success of Goldfinger make it obligatory to have a theme with lyrics for each of the subsequent James Bond films?
Well, why I always demanded writing the music first was that when you see the whole of the movie of Goldfinger, the theme runs throughout the movie, even the whole Fort Knox sequence at the end. The main da-ya-da. I mean, I don't like a song stuck on the beginning of a movie because it's just a song, and then it has nothing to do with the rest of the movie, which is what happens today. All the Bond songs I integrated completely into the score, from You Only Live Twice, Thunderball, Diamonds Are Forever. They were the main title song, but they were also the genesis of the rest of the score.
There's something about your Goldfinger scores, songs that remind me a little bit of the Frankie Lane movie themes, those big Western anthems that he used to sing.
Well, it's kind of, you know, I did one or two interviews with the English press at the time, and they said, well, what is it? And I said, it's Million Dollar Mickey Mouse music. Because it's, and it's Wagnerian. I mean, the whole opening of Goldfinger is like this very pretentious, you know, I mean, it's, but that was the fun of it. You know, and as Fred Astaire said, give it size, give it style, and give it class. And that's like an incredible Bible to follow. And hopefully that's what we did. We just made everything larger than life, and we made it a lot of fun. So everybody went in. They knew he was going to be, he'd get the broad, he'd kill the villain, he'd be happy. And that was the formula, and we enjoyed it on that level.
There's one more James Bond song that I have to get in here, and that's Thunderball, the theme from Thunderball, sung by Tom Jones. I think this is just a particularly fun one also.
Well, There's a kind of fascinating story behind that, because that is probably the worst title for a song you can imagine.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, you know, and I spoke to Tony Newley about it, actually, and he says, what do we do? Thunderball, marvelous, you should care for me, Thunderball. So I said, that's not going to work. I think somebody already did that. So it was such an abstract title. So they were shooting down in Nassau. Not Nassau County, you know, the island. They were doing all that stuff down there. And I flew down there, and on the way down, I was reading a magazine, and it said that the Italians had a name for James Bond now, which was Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which I thought was really terrific. So I thought, instead of using the word Thunderball, why don't we write a song called Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? Cubby absolutely loved it. Harry loved it. Everybody fell in love with it. So I recorded. I recorded with Dionne Warwick. We recorded with Shirley. And then the powers that be at United Artists in New York, literally 2 weeks before the movie opened, phoned him and said, you know, we need that Goldfinger thing. We need that title over the radio. And Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang isn't doing it. We need Thunderball. So I called up Don Black and I said, look, we've got to do this in like no time whatsoever. So I said, what does it mean? And he said, I don't know what the hell it means. I really don't know what it means. So I wrote a theme that facilitated the word. Don then wrote the lyric. He then called Tom Jones. And now the whole Bond thing was being a big success. You know, you could have called anybody, you know. Everybody now wanted to do Bond songs because of the success that Shirley had had and the whole aura that was hanging around the movies. So Tom came in and he said the first thing when he heard it, he said, what the hell's it about? And his Welsh accent, what the hell's it about? I said, Tom, don't ask. Just take a leaf out of Shirley's book, get in the studio, sing the hell out of it, and leave. Please, don't get into it. Just do that. He said, oh, all right, okay, I'll do it. So he goes, Thunderball, and it was the same. It was the same mood. Just convince everybody, and he was so convincing. I don't think anybody really analyzed what the hell he was singing about, And I still don't know what the song is about to this day, but we were given that problem, and we have to live with it.
Well, the lyricist came up with good ideas for Thunderball. They call him the winner who takes all, and he
yes,
strikes
Don
like
did.
Thunderball.
Absolutely.
A decent solution to the problem.
He did actually, in the nick of time, come out with that line, which made it slightly credible, you know.
I love these lyrics. They're so funny. His days of asking are all gone. His fight goes on and on and on.
Right, right.
So you must have had fun doing this. I mean, this is just really, it's very silly and very fun.
Talk about a license to kill. It's a license right. to write silly and just have great fun. You know, I mean, that was the whole joy of these movies, that this was not Citizen Kane, you know. It was just this fun comic strip. So you could get away with murder. If this had been a one-off, some guy made a movie called Thunderball, and it hadn't had the cachet that was growing up around the whole thing, we'd have been thrown out of the studio. It was the whole thing just, we were launched. And we could do you could do anything really silly, and that was the freedom of it. And why I left ultimately was because it stopped being wonderful and silly. It started to be formula, and that's when the fun went out of it. And once the fun goes out of it, well, there's really no point.
Well, it's time to hear Thunderball, sung by Tom Jones, music by my guest John Barry.
Walk. He acts while other men just talk. He looks at this world and wants it all. So he strikes. He knows the meaning of success. His needs are more, so he gives less. They call and he strikes like thunderbolt.
Talk about big arrangements. That is really great. I like the way he managed to work in the James Bond theme very nice.
Every trick in the book we use, believe me, we didn't leave anything out.
Now, why are minor keys so essential in these Bond themes?
I guess minor keys are essential in my life. I love writing in minor keys. I adore them. They're just emotionally more fruitful. And there's a certain sense of tragedy. Although you're playing hokey, if you had to do James Bond in major keys, it would sound like Mickey Mouse cartoon music. It mm-hmm, really would, mm-hmm. You know. It's because you play it in the minor key that it gives it a weight and a power, you know. I mean, you know, you listen to Shostakovich, you listen to Coffee, I mean, it's all this minor, heavy. I'm very, very influenced. I mean, my greatest loves are the Russian composers, Shostakovich, Prokofiev, Stravinsky. The Russians have a way with the minor key that no other people have. And if anybody says, what's the biggest influence in your life, as much as I love Beethoven and all a million other things, it's that Russian attitude to be able to deal with the minor key.
This is good, because Bond was always fighting the Russians, so...
Yeah, that wasn't a part. That yeah. wasn't a part of the thing. It just happened to work out in that, yeah.
Right, right.
But it gives it size. It gives it more sense of drama. If you had tried to score the Bond movies in major keys, when you think about it, it would have been absolutely disastrous.
John Barry speaking to Terry Gross in 1993. The Oscar-winning film composer died Sunday at age 77. Let's listen to one more Barry composition. The song they discussed, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, the original main title theme to Thunderball. This version wasn't released until 1990. I'm David Bean Cooley, and this is Fresh Air.
That's why the zero is double, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He's suave and he's smooth, and he can soothe you like vanilla. The gentleman's a killer, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Strangers pass like a knife, he cuts through life like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool, he's from the school that loves and leaves 'em.